Hey, it's Joe Rate, the owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL FM. We are live and local at Schmoe's Brewery on 2600 Patterson Southeast. That's just north of 28th Street between the Patterson Ice Arena and the Hilton on the east side of the road. If you have not been here, you are missing out. Joining me right now is the brewer extraordinaire and proprietor of this happy establishment, Chaz Thompson. Hey, Chaz, good morning, brother.
Morning, Jop.
Hey, man. If you guys have not been down to Schmoe's, tell us a little bit about what's going on here today, man.
Well, we're celebrating our 8th anniversary. And 8 years in this business, it's quite the... Wow, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob just had to push us out of the way there to get into the beer cooler. He had to get some soda for the road.
Yeah.
It actually was the root beer.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him for the higher moral line he's taken there.
Yeah, right. Well, and, you know, that's the thing is it's just not a brewery. You're also making family-friendly beverages as well. But anyway.
Anyway, it's our 8th anniversary weekend. And, you know, we had such fun last year, Jop, when you came over and Bob was off.
Bob dissed me that weekend, too, didn't he? Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, when Bob says, hey, are we doing it again? I says, yeah, are you going to make it this year?
Yeah, we got halftime.
We got halftime.
Yeah,
so
right, exactly.
That's not bad, though.
No.
But we're proud to say that 8 years in the business and growth is doing great. We're getting our distribution out across the state further and further every week. We just got word that we're going to make it into the Upper Peninsula in the spring.
Yeah,
we've been negotiating for a while and just secured those counties in the eastern half of the UP. So we're ramping up production in the background. If you can hear a little jingle jangle going on, that's the bottler. It's running this morning.
Awesome.
We run pretty much 7 days a week around here keeping up with things.
Yep.
I guess it's a good problem to have when the beer business is rocking.
Well, yeah, and you're expanding. I know you just took over another part of the building. But let's talk a little bit about, I'm sitting here looking at, what, about 12 or 13 tap handles up there that are active right now?
Yeah, we've got about 13 right now that are active. And right now, we're coming down to that last keg of Miracle Off 28th Street, which I know there's a lot out in the marketplace, and you can find the six-packs around town and around some of the other parts of the state and stuff. It's an old ale, an English old ale, and it's a very deep, deep mahogany color. It's very, very rich-bodied with the malt. It's got just a kiss of hops in it, but it's got some grown-up alcohol level to it.
Right,
it's
right.
9%, so it might get you a slur in your speech a little bit. So
yeah, I did. I held off the willpower till this segment when I had my first Schmoe's sitting here in front of me. But it's that Miracle Off 28th Street. If you guys can find that out there, it's one of the finest craft root beers I've ever had. It's no secret to our listeners that I'm not a guy that likes the IPAs. Too much hops is not for Jop. And so basically, this Miracle Off 28th Street just pushes right to my edge of it's very, very good. There's a little hop in there. You know, there's a little bite on the back of the tongue once I have it. But if you've not had this, get in here. He's got one more keg in the back room that is going to be on the tap handle until it's gone, right?
Yeah, we're only pouring pints of this.
Yeah.
We're not even doing growlers because we want it to get around to everybody and everybody have a chance to do it. I've got a few cases left, so we've got some six-packs here. And I know some of the places around GR have six packs as well.
Yeah. Yep.
We've also got a couple other real great winter beers on still. We have our Mad Tom's Porter. That's
okay.
A robust porter, and that's a really nice one with a lower alcohol so that you can drink a dark beer with a lower alcohol. And right along those lines is our Schwartz, which is a black pilsner.
Okay.
Now, that's a black light beer. And one day they told me, they said, you can't make a black light beer. I said, I can make a black light beer. Here you go.
Right.
And that one, you look tough, but you're not drinking a big motor oil.
Well, you know, that might be right up my alley. You know, you and Bob ride me pretty hard about being a sissy beer drinker. But again, the hops are just not for me. And, you know, you don't have to resort to Bud Light or Miller Light. Those are almost dirty words in a grilling guy's world. If you guys like that out there, I'm fine with that. But you're missing out if you're not drinking handcrafted beer. I don't know, Chaz, how many breweries do we have now in around Grand Rapids? I mean, I'm not pinning you down on an exact number, but we are so blessed right here in West Michigan. They just keep popping up everywhere.
Well, I think in the greater Grand Rapids area, we counted, I think, 14 active right now. There's about three more that are in the planning stage is going to be popping up.
Right.
Statewide, we're over 120 now. It's just crazy, and there is no excuse for drinking mediocre beer.
That's right. And, you know, it isn't that much more than the regular commercial beer, and it's a lot better tasting. You know, the Grilling Guys have been supporting craft brew since we started, and we always will. These are great products. They're Michigan made. It is what it's all about. And if you've not had some of this stuff, you know, when you walk up to the window at the store, and it's a sea of labels and stuff. Chaz, maybe you can tell us, you've mentioned porter, you've mentioned a couple other types and styles of beer. If we went from the lightest to the darkest, maybe run me down that. On the light end, if you're not a real big, strong beer connoisseur, or where would I start at the kind of beers, the varietal, all the way down to the other end where they get a little heavy and thick?
Well, you can start in the blondes and the cream ales. That's a gateway into craft beer. It's still got some great flavors and stuff, but it's not heavy in the body, it's not heavy in the hops, and it's not super heavy in the malt. It's just right there, entry level, but it's still handcrafted ales. And, you know, we were talking the other night at Grill Club that ales have a little bit of a fruity nature to them and stuff, and they pair so well with foods that they really are food. And, you know, back originally, beer started because they needed a way to store grain, and they were able to preserve it by making it into beer. It also helped that, you know, it was a way to purify the water back then.
Sure.
And stuff like that. But those styles of blondes, Kolsch's, cream ales, we make a cream ale called Valley City Cream Ale.
Right.
That it's an excellent beer. I love it with fish. You know, hey, we're coming up on ice fishing season, and
yeah,
deer hunting didn't help me a whole lot this year, so I'm going to have to eat a lot of fish this winter.
Right.
So those lighter beers like that go really, really well with those really delicate foods like fish.
Yeah. So then if I go the next step down from those lighter beers, what's that little middle category there that we might want to, just two or three types of beers that I'd like in that area? If I'm looking at that, again, I walk into the stores that house a lot of craft beers. It's really confusing to me when I stand there. So if I got one of those types that I could look for, what's maybe in that middle category? It's a little bit heavier, a little more body. What are we talking about there?
Well, when I get into that, I start thinking about what I'm going to eat with it. And
okay.
Roasted things, you know, whether you're roasting vegetables or roasting meats, you know, specifically the red meats and stuff like that. I like something a little malty. And ambers or California Commons. We do a California Common called Amber Teas. Those are really good. They're not super hoppy. Now, if you like the hops, the entry there into that level is an ESB. Or if you really like hops, even staying real moderate and not too dark in color are pale ales.
Okay. So that's interesting that there's a almost like a little flavor line that you go from mild to the real robust. And we'll break down the real robust ones in the next segment as we're coming up. But you mentioned in that we've got a lot of grilled foods, and the kind of food that you're going to eat with the beer is maybe helps you with the beer. And coming up the next segment, we've got Chef Jeff Dewey here. And Chef Dewey threw down a great breakfast for us here. Yeah, check us out on the Facebook on the Grilling Guys. You'll see a picture of this platter of breakfast that he had. So coming up the next segment, we're going to break that down. And he's also got a couple really cool appetizer ideas. Bob and I were talking in an earlier segment about the favorites that your family enjoys when they're there for the holidays. And Jeff's got one of these that has become a family favorite of mine. It's a little bit different. You've heard me talk about it a little bit. But it is a date or a dried fruit that you stuff with a cheese, and there's a variety of cheeses you can use. My family likes one in particular. You wrap it with a little bit of meat, you grill it off, and Jeff's going to break that down for us in the next segment on how that gets together, because if you do this, it's quick, it's easy, you can do a lot of them in a hurry, and your family's going to love this. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We're live at Schmoe's Brewery, 2600 Patterson Southeast, just north of 28th Street. Get out here and join us. We're having a great time, and we'll be back. Was it all in vain? 'Cause I'm standing in the eye of the storm, and everything I've known is blowing away. I'm caught in a hurricane. I'm leaving here dead or alive, and I know that I'd be willing to feel the pain if they got me. The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.